with everybody else debating. Sometimes they would debate within their class, but with the whole monastery watching. And every single year, there would be debate exhibitions, which means that three great monasteries of the Gelugpa School of Buddhism, Ganden, Sera, and Drepung, which contain over 15,000 monks, would gather and have debate exhibitions. And those are very, very important. And so one year it would be the Drepung and Sera monks would come to Ganden. The next year they'd switch to Sera. The next year they switch to Drepung, and they would switch around like that. And all the monks of the three monasteries would have group debates and one whole debate, meaning one class would debate and all three monasteries would watch. What we want to say, or what we've been saying, or what we have said, we don't have confidence in what we have said. We don't have confidence, perhaps because we didn't put the time, the energy, and the effort into gaining knowledge to talk. So therefore, many people who talk in public or do things in public, sometimes they do things differently behind. And the reason is because what they do behind and in front doesn't match. So therefore, in debate, if you have not studied up, if you don't know your stuff, if you did not prepare, the whole monastery would be watching. And so there are two levels, there are many levels of that the whole monastery is watching. One is you don't learn. Second is you represent your monastery. So the monastery wants to produce great masters and scholars. So if you're not doing your job, you're also not representing your monastery very well. Then another thing is also when you do debate in public, when you do something, if you say something wrong, the monks all give you a catcall. If you do it 2-3 times over, if you're stubborn, some people when they argue, they don't argue to learn, but they argue to win. So when they argue to win, in a normal situation, people cannot do much. But in a monastic situation, when you argue just to win, then the monks will give you catcalls. And if you continue doing it more than 3 times, then they will take their rosary and they will come up to your head and wrap it and bless you 3 times on your head. They will do like this, meaning everybody already knows you've lost your point, but you don't want to lose because it's ego now. So when one of the monks come and wrap their malas on your head, it's really, really, really embarrassing. So if you have an ugly habit, or you have a big ego, or you haven't studied, and you go in front of all the monks and you debate, or you argue, and you're stubborn, you'll be very embarrassed. Why? Because in Malaysia, I've come across a few people who continuously protect their point of view, continuously argue over and over, year after year, again and again and again. And when there's a few people watching, they can get away with it. Whereas one or two people watching, they can get away with it. But these people, I always pray, may they go to Ganden and debate. Because if they go to Ganden and debate, some of these people will not only be getting the mala here, they'll be wearing it. They'll be literally wearing it. Why? When we argue, for the sake of argument, you don't learn. When you argue to win, you don't learn. When you argue to put the other person down, that's not Dharma. When you argue to understand, then it's Dharma. And in fact, very great debate masters, they argue in such a way that it's not to put you down or to embarrass you. They argue in such a way that they actually help you and themselves to understand. So those debate masters or those debate people, when they come to debate, it's a very great spectacle. In fact, when they finish debating, some people even scatter flowers on them. Because why? Although they're very sharp in their tongue and very quick in their intellect and very, very excellent in their debate form, and they know things, they did it with a motivation to learn and to help you to learn. So therefore, in KH, they've been having debate competitions between the 11 departments. We have 11 different departments in our organization. So they've been having debate competition That was not my idea. I did not say we should do that. It wasn't my thought at all. They came up with it themselves here, and I'm very, very happy with that. And apparently I've been hearing from people, because I've not attended, that it's been very successful, and it's been very energizing, and it's been a very great, great learning experience. For some people, it's been overcoming themselves, because when you ask them to debate for their department, immediately they say, no, 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 I don't want to, I don't want to, I don't want to. Why? Then we caught them. They're saying no because either they didn't study or they have a big ego, they don't want to be wrong. So those people, you push them to the front and debate. For some people, they said, yeah, I want to debate, I want to debate, because they actually want the attention and they want to get in the front and they want to show off. Those people, push them to the front. Because when they lose, they will go, uh-oh. Their ego goes down. So debate is excellent for suppressing the ego, helping you to open up your knowledge, and if you have to go for debate, you have to learn how to talk. You have to learn how to express, and you have to learn. So people who are sincere in their Dharma study and practice and understanding will attend debates and will also be a participant in the debates. So therefore, KH liaisons in the committee here have informed me that they would like to continue on with the debates, and I'm very, very happy with that. Very, very happy. Why is that? It will help everybody to learn. It will help everybody to learn. Keep one thing in mind. If you avoid debates, saying that you don't have time, or you're busy, or you have commitments, it's a very, 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 very sad excuse for avoiding to take the opportunity to learn the Dharma. If you join the debates and you lose, or you look bad, or you get a catcall, it should encourage you to study and learn more. And if you win in debates, you shouldn't walk around proudly like a big peacock. You should actually be very humble. Because why? There might come another debate person who will defeat you one day. And remember, winning and losing is not about winning and losing. We are a Dharma center. And the Dharma center's main purpose is to learn. And if we learn, if we understand the Dharma, it will tremendously impact the people that we love. It will tremendously impact the people that we care about. And it will tremendously impact our own lives. Never sit there jaded, forlorn, never sit there disappointed, and just thinking about all the ugly things in life that has happened. And we should, in fact, think how to improve our situation. And our situation can be improved solely from the mind. And the reason for that is everything arises from the mind. Everything is created by the mind. If everything was not created by the mind, and it was created by outer physical or material situations, then the more we have, the happier we should be. The less we have, the sadder we should be. So therefore, we can look at people who have less, they're not necessarily unhappy. We look at people who have more, they're also not necessarily happy. So, and vice versa. So therefore, what's very important is that everything starts from the mind. And that is very important to understand. So in our journey together of learning Buddha's holy teachings, it is nothing physical, it is nothing external, it is more internal. So therefore, if we are involved with the Dharma Center, if we are Dharma holders, example, a holder of a position, if we have taken refuge, if we have in any way seen the image of a Buddha or taking refuge in a Buddha, we should definitely exert ourselves more toward the learning of Dharma. Why? If we have enough food to eat, if we have enough money in the bank, if we are healthy, if our five senses are intact, and if we have a Dharma teacher present, and if we have a Dharma center, and if the Dharma is alive, and we don't grab this opportunity, then we have wasted so much. If we have a Dharma teacher if we have a Dharma center, and if we have the five senses intact, and we are healthy, and also we have enough food, and we have enough money, and we go and all for all other types of activities, it would waste a lot of time. It would waste a lot of energy. Why? The time now is here to learn the Dharma, to understand the Dharma. The reason why we want to learn a skill or a vocation, or we want to go for classes, or we want to do this and this and this, is actually to make ourselves happy. But we will see at the end of the day that if we have an opportunity to practice the Dharma, and we don't take that chance, and we busy ourselves with all types of other activities simply to be busy, or simply to get other people's respect, or simply to occupy our time, or maybe we're bored, then in the end we won't be happy. The reason why we won't be happy is because the knowledge we acquire will not benefit many people. Not many people at all. So therefore, debate, everybody should attend. Very new people who attend debates will learn quite a lot. Why will they learn quite a lot? Listen to what other people have learned. Listen to other people's doubts. Listen to what other people have understood. Why? All of us are the same. If we listen to other people, we will have the same questions, the same doubts, and the same understanding. So if we listen to other people, they did all the work, they've studied, we get the benefit of listening in for their many years of study. Many, many years of study. So like that, debate can be very beneficial. It helps our knowledge. It helps our ego. It forces us in a positive way to learn. And it's also quite fun because it's less boring than sitting there and reading. Most of us, when we sit and read a Dharma book, it is much more better than taking a sleeping pill. Much, much more better. So therefore, in debates, it's an energizing pill. It's like a 100 cc plus. It's incredibly energizing. So today I've been informed that the debate competitions, there is a winner, because in Kichara House, we have 11 wonderful departments. And the 11 different departments have gotten together, their representative, and debated with each other for the past few weeks, and they have equal judges that have come out with a winner. So today, I've been asked to award or give the award to the winner. And who is the winner? So we'll let the MCs take over.